escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Jimmy, go ahead. Oh. Wow.
Armageddon.
Do you actually know this is Crowder?
It was Ben Affleck and the little big face white girl in the little bunker. Yeah, and Bruce Willis was mad. Bruce Willis was mad because Ben Affleck was knocking down his daughter.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think that
yeah.
It's weird that you correlate this song in that moment, but I think you're right about that. Is this Aerosmith, Jimmy?
That is correct. That is Aerosmith.
Man, the beginning of this song really, really caught me off guard. I guess I've never actually heard the song from start to finish. I just know the chorus or the very beginning when the lyrics start.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes. Mary
That's
Tyler.
That's the girl's
Moore.
Name?
Yeah.
It was Ben Affleck, Mary Tyler Moore, and Bruce Willis was Mary's dad.
Liv Tyler. Not Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, Liv Tyler.
Is it? Liv Tyler?
Liv Taylor.
Listen, you know I don't know.
Liv Taylor. Oh, okay. I'm like, who the hell is Liv Tyler?
Man, I don't know what's going on. I know that was an Armageddon, though, because I love that movie.
Yeah, great movie. Great movie. Yeah. No, you're right. Like it's crazy. I don't correlate songs with movies the way you do, but you're right. That is it, that scene is core is spot on with that movie, 100%.
Yep.
All right. Well,
I wouldn't have died for him though. At the end, damn, I'm getting on that plane.
Right? Like so stupid.
Yeah, I'm getting on that plane.
He should have wanted her to get on the plane.
Yeah, well, no, well, he wanted his to tip for Ben to take over because he's raised his daughter so far, and now right. Ben is going to take over and, you know, love her the rest of her life. And I get the concept, but man, y'all better fix that trigger. I'm not staying on this asteroid. I'm out of here.
All right, 4 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Groucher, not the way I wanted. To start the 4 o'clock hour, thank you very much, Jimmy. Are you playing that song for a reason today, or you're just playing that song?
It came out on this day in 1998.
Get out of here, Jimmy. Like, who cares about that song coming out on this day in 1998?
It's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
Oh, Armageddon did. Oh, okay, okay, okay. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you meant the song came out on this day in 1998.
No, the movie.
You know what else? What other movie? I should have asked Wes Goldberg about this, because this was a movie Hawk admitted he hasn't seen either, a sports movie, A League of Their Own with Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah. There's no crying in baseball.
There's no crying in baseball.
Yours is terrible.
No, I'm pretty sure that's like my best impression, actually. Not even kidding.
Your best one.
I think that is literally my best impression. I tried after the Miami Heat. I heard Tobin poking fun at me about it today. After the Heat drafted Kasparis Iakoumenis, Mike Biamonte, the Heat public address announcer, he walks by. And, you know, he's got all the great calls. He's the best PA announcer in the game. It's not even close. And I stopped him while we're live on the air. And I said, hey, I've got an idea of how you can pronounce Kasparis Iakoumenis. And I gave him my idea. I said, Kasparis Iakoumenis. And I felt really good about it. And I thought, you know, we were going to have a moment. Me and Mike B, he was going to give me a high five. He's going to pull out a notepad and a piece of paper, or he was going to have me send him the audio. Like, I thought, wow, we had a moment. And he kind of just looked at me and kind of shook his head, and he just walked away. And he wanted absolutely nothing to do with me after that. So I believe I owe Mike B an apology the next time I see him. I'm sorry for trying to tell you how to do your job. I let my emotions get the better of me, and that's on me. You know, I got to know better. I got to be better in that moment.
You know, that's like a bathroom attendant drawing up an offensive play for Coach Spo.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's like, definitely how it is.
Thanks, Mikey. I'll think about this.
I mean, I felt really good about it too. Like, I genuinely thought I was going to have one on Tobin. I was going to say, you see that? You might have Dwayne Wade Boulevard, Brendan, but do you have the genesis of Kasparis Iakoumenis? You don't. You don't have that, Tobin. Anyways.
It's just his name. What it, is it the inference on the third syllable?
Yeah, it's the emphasis. You know, he...
Iakoumenis. Like, that's right. What you thought was... You thought was very clever?
Iakoumenis.
That was the clever part of it.
Yeah, he'll probably use it.
Hey, man, leave Mike alone. I think Mike's figured this thing out. Leave Mike alone.
He'll probably use it. He doesn't have to give me credit. He'll probably use it. All right, let's do headlines really quickly, because then I want to embarrass myself on the radio. So let's do this. Your headlines.
They're
brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We've covered a lot of ground today. We truthfully have. Dolphins traded a 2026 sixth-round pick to the New York Giants. In return, they got a 2027 seventh round pick. And Darren Waller is coming out of retirement, and he will make $5 million at the age of 32. And he will be the Dolphins starting tight end in the upcoming season.
Low risk, high reward. $5 million is not a lot of money. I haven't brought this up. The Giants should be ashamed that he came out of retirement and still didn't want to play for y'all. He wasn't going to come out of retirement for the Giants, but he'll come out of retirement for the Dolphins. That tells you where the Giants organization is right now.
Yeah, it's a good point. But I feel like the Giants know they're not near contending, right? Like, they're just not. Didn't the Giants just draft a quarterback?
He has a cute name.
Jackson Dart, yeah. Right. And then they signed Russell Wilson and Jameis. Maybe they do feel like they're contending. I don't know. I don't know what the hell they're doing. They've got Tommy Cutlets, Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson, and Jackson Dart on their roster.
No, it's Brian Daboll saying, I'm going to find me a quarterback because my offense works. Y'all just had me with this damn Daniel Jones for years, and he's terrible.
See, who do the Giants have at tight end? Theo Johnson and Daniel Bellinger are the New York Giants tight ends.
Yeah, they didn't want to go into the season with that, but No, Waller. Waller was that guy. They gave Waller a bunch of damn money.
They did. I remember. Yeah, yeah. When he when he left Las Vegas, right? Or I guess Oakland at that time.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I was reading. Omar Kelly says that Darren Waller and the Dolphins are taking a risk on each other, and I think that that's a fair assessment as well. Like, the Dolphins are kind of banking on somebody coming out of retirement and being good again, and Darren Waller is banking that coming out of retirement and joining the Miami Dolphins specifically is the right decision. Like, they're going to give me an opportunity to contend. And for both of their sakes, I hope they're right. I hope so.
Oh, yeah. And it's like I said, there's nothing bad behind it. Y'all, they're not going to go get an all-pro tight end right now. So if he can get back to old form, because Darren Waller was a monster when he was at his prime, he gets back to old form, he gives them, you know, I don't know, 1,000 yards, that might be, but give them 800 yards, gives them 5-6 catches a game, couple first downs, like, it's worth it. If he becomes Jonnu Smith, like, you're good to go. You gave him 5, Jonnu wanted 12. That's what the thought is. He can get back to the production that Jonnu had last year. And to be honest, love Jonnu Smith to death. Jonnu had a good second half of the season. Jonnu wasn't doing a damn thing in the early. He got benched because he dropped some passes in the first couple games.
Yeah, well, to be you're right, and I was critical of as critical as anybody on Jonnu Smith last year. But to be fair, I mean, look who's throwing him the football. You know, Tua was out by the second half of week two, and then Skylar Thompson was out by the first quarter, the second quarter in week three, and then Tim Boyle was throwing the ball out of bounds on a play where we literally just needed him to try to get it to the end zone. He just threw it out of bounds, and the game was over. And then all of a sudden, you're banking on Lamar Jackson's backup quarterback to come in and try to get him the ball. And then Tua comes back, but then Tua misses a game. Like, the fact that Jonnu had that productive of a season, it actually does speak volumes about how good of a football player he is.
Yeah. I saw a report. Tim Boyle is legally blind.
Crazy. That's crazy. Who's the best tight end since 2000 for the Miami Dolphins? It's still Randy Mack, right? Like, Randy McMichael does anybody come close to it?
Got to be Mack. Yeah. Oh, Fasano was decent. Fasano could play.
Anthony Fasano for sure. Wildcat era. I mean,
Fasano could play. Mack was better. Yeah, Mack was better than Fasano. Just a pure go get it tight end. Yeah,
sure.
Got to be Mack. And And he beat me up, so I don't even like Mack that much. But yeah, Mack could play ball.
Randy McMichael beat you up?
I see. The story started to manifest.
I didn't know
20
this.
Years ago.
How did I not know this?
So Mack went to UGA, and I went to Florida. So one time, it might have been 06 or 07. We were playing, like, you know, Georgia's playing Florida during the football season. So me and Mack started talking trash. And so at one point, and like, this is an old school thing, you know, guys don't think this way the same. Like, we used to think when we were younger. You probably don't feel this way. You can't call another man a female dog. You can't call me a bitch and get away with it. Hmm. So we start talking trash through practice, and we're talking stuff, man, F the Gators, F the Bulldogs, and we're just talking, and we're playing like it's fun, because me and Mack, we're friends. Like, I used to go, if I was getting off the highway and his house was closer to 75 than my house, I would just go, and I had his garage code, and I would just beep into his house and go sleep on his couch, no matter what house was closer, depending on which way I was coming from. So me and Mack, we were tight. We're tight to this day. We start talking trash. We get in the locker room. We had a long practice, and we just keep talking. And at one point, I call Mack the B word.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, you say it again, we're going to lock up. And I said, well, you know, and he just said, F you. And I'm like, F who? So now it elevates. So we get into a wrestling match. I had a busted lip. He had a swollen eye. I thought it was a tie for a long time.
Right.
Then through having this show, Solano, it might have been you were on. I don't know when Ronnie came on and Mack came on and different players, Ricky came on and all. I learned through time that I lost the fight. I thought it was a tie, but they said no. Mack whooped your ass, and I was like, he whooped my ass, and they were like, yeah, bro, you were bleeding. I was like, but he had a swollen eye too. And so I learned 10, 15 years after the fight that I actually lost the fight. But that night we went to Eden, the strip club down the street on University that's now torn down into the Starbucks or something, and had some beers. That's how men are supposed to deal with situations. You talk trash, you fight, and then you go drink a beer together. Man stuff.
And I would bet you paid for the tab that night, too. So not only did you get your ass beat by Randy McMichael, but later that night you bought him some brews.
See how you got to say it? I got my ass whooped. I just lost the wrestling match. You want to say I got my ass whooped?
Well, I mean, you got into a fist fight. You lost. You got your ass beat. Did you not?
I think it was decision. It was decision. It wasn't a knockout. It was decision. So I lost the decision.
Man, how do I not remember that? That is, you know, I
Hawk
love that.
Loves it. Anytime one of my old teammates come on the show, Hawk loves to bring it up.
Yeah.
Hey, remember when Ram Channing and Randy fought? Yeah. Oh, whoa, right. Yeah. Who won that fight? And now I know everybody's going to say Randy won, but, you know.
Kind of embarrassing.
Win some, you lose some.
Kind of embarrassing. Middle linebacker can't take the tight end. I mean, you couldn't cover him. You couldn't fight him. Yeah.
Solana, you win some, you lose some, but you live. You live to see another day. That's a great quote.
Couldn't cover the tight ends. Couldn't knock them out either.
Couple back every now and again. I won some fights. I lost that one. You know, all right. I always say I'm about 75-5. You know, I've took my butt whoopings in my life.
By the way, you're right. If one of my friends called me a bitch, I would just shake his hand and say, "All right, no problem."
Yeah. Y'all don't think the same. Funny thing you say that. What time is it? I had this conversation at the combine with NFL teams because I got arrested, you know, in college, and everybody wants to sit down and meet with you. And they're like, "So why are you getting arrested?" I was like, "No, it's just like bar fights. Like you're about to bar and the dude talks trash and like I slap him, you know." And they were like, "So why do you slap him?" I was like, "Oh, no, because he called me a bitch." And then, you know, I'm talking about Mike Tyson, you know, like named coaches of Mike McCarthy. Like I'm telling them, like, "No, coach, he called me a bitch." And my 18-year-old crowd of mine or 20-year-old crowd of mine, I'm thinking they're going to understand what I'm saying. And they're like, "Oh, no, but you don't, like, no, you can't respond that way." And I'm like, "No, coach, he called me a bitch to my face. That means I have to hit him." They're like, "No, that's not how the world works." And I'm like, "No, coach, he looked at me and called me a bitch. So
like,
now
what are you not understanding? Like, what are you not understanding, bro?
We were looking back and forth to each other, nodding, like we were both struggling our shoulders. Like, what are you? I'm like, what are you talking about? Now in my older age, I understand, you know, yeah, that's not acceptable in society. But at 20, you call me a name, I'm slapping you.
I would have just said something under my breath as they walked away. It's more my speed.
I know. And I wish I was more like you because I'd have had more money and I'd have got drafted higher.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wish I was more like you. I would have gotten drafted, period.
You got drafted in the pickleball game or whatever.
I did. I yeah. Yeah. It all works out. It all works out in the end. All right. The Marlins do play tonight, by the way, just to kind of finish out headlines, because I do want to get to this story of what happened to me at Home Depot. A guy basically called me a bitch without calling me a bitch in front of my girl, by the way. So I do want to get to that. Yeah. Well,
y'all locked up. Tell me y'all locked up.
No, actually, I paid him a nice amount of money instead. I'll explain in the next segment. A little radio tease for you. The Marlins do play tonight. The expectation, I'll just run through some headlines here. The expectations, for those of you getting out of your car, we've covered a lot of it. Outside the Dolphins trading for Darren Waller, the expectation is now that Duncan Robinson will not return to the Miami Heat next season. And we had Wes Goldberg on from the Locked On Heat podcast in the last hour, if you want to use the Odyssey app and go back and listen to it. But basically, money-wise, it's just not going to work for the Miami Heat. And they could still use him as a trade chip. So a sign and trade to try to get somebody else. But as of right now, the Miami Heat have not made any move in free agency. And it's looking unlikely that Duncan Robinson will be back in a Heat jersey next season. And in the NBA, the biggest news today was that the Milwaukee Bucks waived Damian Lillard. They're going to stretch and waive his contract. So they'll pay him the 160 plus million they owed him over the next two seasons, they'll pay that to Damian Lillard over the next five so that he won't be on their team.
Mm.
And in doing that, they opened up some cap space and they signed Miles Turner, who leaves the Indiana Pacers and will now be a teammate of Giannis Antetokounmpo if Giannis still wants to be there. That's the big question. Does Giannis still want to be there? And we'll just have to wait and see. Your weather from the Demesman. Actually, before we get there, I wanted to read you, Crowder, really quickly, what SGA is getting, because you mentioned, you know, I wish I would have played basketball. Bro, watch this, man. His contract is legitimately absurd. 4-year extension. It sets the record for the highest average annual value of a contract in NBA history. So average annual value is $71.25 million. $285
million. $71 million a year?
Over four. So here's how it breaks out. $62.5 million the first year. And remember, this is an extension, so it doesn't kick in for a couple more years. $62.5 million the first year. $68.6 million the second year. $73.7 million the third year. And the final season of that extension will be in 2030-31 season. $78.7 million in a season. The MVP and Finals MVP will make.
Ava Chan, go shoot the basketball. Go backyard, 100 foul shots.
You're not kidding, man.
Goodness gracious. They're about to start making 80 mil a year. God,
a year. A year.
Yeah. No shoes. I don't know what to do. Take some vitamins.
Only 100 foul shots. 1,000 jumpers starting today. 1,000 jumpers a day.
Work on the mini. Goodness gracious.
Your weather is 85 degrees, still humid, still a little rainy. Tonight it'll be in the upper 70s. That is your weather. I will embarrass myself, I promise. I'll get to it in the next segment. 4 o'clock hour continues on the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana show. Hawk will be back next week, and it's Crowder and Solana for the next couple of hours.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Somebody texted in, didn't Steph Curry make $100 million this year just on endorsements with NBA contracts salary like $160 million? And we're talking about today, not 2031. Yeah, for sure. I mean, LeBron's a billionaire, right? Like, guys have been making stupid money in endorsements, and I'm not saying it's not, but with the salary cap going up in the NBA, this is what you're going to expect. Guys like SGA, like the top players in the league are going to say, well, he got that. I want that. And, you know, in a decade, guys are going to be making $100 million a season in the NBA. Crowder, no joke, though. The question is, Oklahoma City is paying SGA $70 million in 2028, 2029. That's just one guy. So that's like 30% or 40% almost of their cap is going to one player. That's where the difficulties come in to build a team like they have right now. How are they going to do it?
Solana, you're doing the math on the cap now. In 4 or 5 years, whatever it is, because like you're saying, it's an extension. So that's 5 years from now.
Yeah.
They're anticipating the cap being higher than that, which it will go up.
For sure.
But, you know, Hawk snapped on somebody was like, yeah, the viewership is down in the NBA. How are they making more money? No. Look at the success of a league on the salary cap moving up or down. Because if they're not making money, the players can't get their money. The NFL, it was funny during COVID, whatever, it's supposed to be a recession. NFL was going, their salary cap was being raised during the damn COVID because people are watching it. These leagues are getting famous, and endorsements are a whole different thing. We're talking about the salary cap. These players are going to get more money and more money and more money and more money. I would have never thought it was like, we looked at something one time, Solana, where like Dan Marino didn't make $10 million a year.
I think Jordan, the most Jordan ever made one season at the double check, but I think when we did this, it was like 7 15, million. It was 7, 7 it was million. Something. Yeah, which at the time was insane.
Stupid.
Right.
Yeah. So like just it's called the free market. Hawk talks about this all the time. You're worth what they will pay you. Oklahoma City is anticipating the salary cap to keep going up. To your point, Zelana, where $70 million is not going to be 40% of the salary cap in 5 years. It's going to be 20% of the salary cap in 5 years. It's going to keep going up. We used to fight, like guys, when I played, and I'm not even that old, I'm 40. When I played, I tell the story about Brian Urlacher. Brian Urlacher and Ray Lewis and them, they got to $10 million a year as a linebacker. That was crazy. Bro, you see Fred Warner just signed for $23 million or something a year.
Crazy.
Like, it's all relative. It's all salary cap. And it's inflation. Everything costs more. My dad talks about it. He bought a Cadillac for 13 grand when he was playing, and it was the nicest Cadillac out. He buy a Cadillac now, it's 100 grand. Like, the market changes, inflation happens, but yes, it's a lot of damn money to make $70 million a year to play basketball.
Trust me, I made the mistake the other day of looking up the history of the house I bought when it was constructed in 1998, what that person, the first person that owned it, bought it for. And then they sold it 5 years later, what that person bought it for. And let's just say I did not sleep well that night.
Don't do it. Yeah. My house doubled in 10 years.
Crazy.
Doubled. Yeah.
Speaking of houses, my house specifically, let me get to this story, Crowder, that I want to tell you. I wanted to tell really you and Hawk, because this is humiliating for me. And I'm a very confident person. I'm very self-aware. I am not good, as evidenced by when my fiance's car broke down a couple of years ago. That's one of the more popular segments in show history. She called
me. Do it yourself. You're not a do it yourself type person.
I am not a do it myself type person, period. When it comes to building things, fixing things. My fiance's car broke down and I went out to her. I went, you know, in support to comfort her, period. I lifted the hood. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what I was looking for. And we bought a house, for those who don't know. We bought a house last October. We moved in and we have a garage. And in that garage right now, as we speak, Crowder, are just a bunch of things that we brought from our old apartment that I have yet to hang in our house. You know, like little furniture stuff for the wall, picture frames. We just haven't gotten around to it. Truthfully, she's busy, I'm busy. Well, it's summer.
You have wall furniture?
Go to hell. Picture frames, things to hang on the wall. I don't know what you would say. Things to hang on the wall, Crowder. We've got things. We've got stupid things. We've got things.
Yeah.
We just haven't gotten around to it. And the other day, you know, now the heat are done, I don't really have excuses anymore for why these things haven't gotten done. I just like, oh, you know, I work late, the heat, the Dolphins, I got the NBA draft coming up. Yeah, I got to prepare for Kasper Siakouchonen. And now she's like, okay, the draft is done. All you do is you do the show and then, you know, you play pickleball all day. Like, well, come on, let's go start doing things around the house. She's giving me the business. So we're kind of like, we're kind of, you know, chirping at each other and she's giving me the business. And, hey, Hawk, if you want to text me, jump on StreamYard, all right? If you want to text me every 5 seconds, jump on StreamYard, Mark Hawkman.
He got to put up his wall furniture, Hawk.
On 152nd Avenue, for those who are familiar out in Kendall, by the zoo, there's a Home Depot. And to get to my house off the turnpike, you got to pass the Home Depot. So we're driving, and she's just, you know, you do you even know how to hang stuff on the wall? And I'm like, all right, you know what? Enough. I'm pulling over into Home Depot right now. I'm going to buy a drill. I don't have a drill. I'm going to buy a drill, and I'm going to hang everything tonight. Tonight. I'm going to do it tonight. And she's like, you don't even know how to work a drill. I'm like, I don't know how to work a drill. Are you kidding me? I don't have a drill. I need a drill, you know? So we walk into Home Depot, and now I'm fuming. I'm like, my girl's kind of, you know, she's questioning my manhood a little bit. I'm fuming. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna walk in there. I'm gonna buy a drill. Crowder, the problem is I don't know anything about drills. I've never owned a drill. But this is something where I'm thinking to myself now, like, oh, all right, I'll buy a drill. I'll YouTube how to work a drill. Every man needs a drill in their house, right? Every man. So I'll buy a drill. And I'll YouTube that night how to use it, and I'll start hanging stuff everywhere. I'll hang furniture. I'll hang a couch if I need to. I'll hang whatever I got to hang. So I'm walking in there with like this bravado, this male bravado, and you know, I find lovely gentleman who just seemed like he'd be able to help me. So I walk up to him. I say, "Hey, I need a drill." And that's when things, right there, when I said that to that guy, as you always say, he saw pie.
Crowder, he saw pie.
This guy didn't just see pie. He saw pie. He saw ice cream. He saw cupcake. He saw dollar signs. He's like, oh, I'm about to make my quota for the day on this dummy. Because he starts asking me, he's like, oh, okay, well, what are you looking to do? I'm like, well, you know, I'm hanging stuff, just typical house things. We bought a new home. I'm trying to flex a little. You know, I bought a house. I need to upgrade my drill. And at this point, my fiance, she hears this and she's like, all right, this is going to be bad. So she just walks away. She's like, because she knew I was just going to lie to this guy. I was going to pretend, because I have a problem with admitting that I don't know things. Right.
Yeah,
I have a problem.
The truth. Yeah.
Well, you say the truth. I just, you know, I have a problem with admitting I don't know things. I'll BS my way through anything. So I told him, hey, I need a drill. And he goes, well, do you want a power drill? And I said, yeah, you know, a drill. And he's like, Well, do you want a power drill or do you want an impact driver? An impact drill, an impact driver. I'm like, well, you know, what's on the market right now? What do you think? What's the best thing on the market right now? He's like, well, you know about the rotational force on the power drill, right? It only has rotational force. I'm like, yeah, of course, of course. And he's like, yeah, you know, this drill right now we have, this power drill, it has the adjustable clutch. And I'm like, oh, of course. Of course, the adjustable clutch. Are you kidding me? The adjustable clutch, Crowder, of course. And he's like, well, how much torque do you think you'll need? And I'm like, oh, I need torque, brother. I need a lot of torque. But I don't know what I'm talking about. And he knows. And Crowder, he knows.
Why wouldn't you follow up with some questions? Like, so, you know, what are we doing? Like, why do I? First off, you immediately go to find help. Why don't you just go to the drill area?
Because I can't tell a drill apart from a stapler gun. Like, all of a sudden, I'm in the wire. All of a sudden, I'm talking to this guy. I'm in the wire. And I'm all of a sudden, like, it's the scene from The Wire where this guy is explaining the difference between, you know, the torque and this and that. And the difference between me and the character in The Wire is that I'm not there with any real purpose. I'm there to prove to my fiance that I'm not a bitch. So, and then I told him I need torque. And he's like, well, then an impact driver is your go-to. It's got rotational force and hammering action. I'm like, oh. Hammering action. Wow. And then he's like, yeah, if you're building a fence or a deck, and he's like, you know, this has better contact with the head of a screw. And I remember, and he's like, less stripped heads. I'm like, oh, less stripped heads. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Then all of a sudden we get into brushed or brushless motors. And I mean, we're going through the gauntlet of like if I'm a contractor or something, and I and Crowder, he knows I'm full of BS. And I refuse to just tell him, like, bro, I don't know what I'm talking about.
You're going to back down.
So I'm not backing down. He's not backing down. And he knows at this point that I need to get something so that my fiance knows that I'm not full of crap. Mm-hmm. So after an hour of talking to this guy, holding it up here to the camera, I walk out. A $500 setup. A Milwaukee.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Box that has a fastest driving impact drill and the auto stop control mode and hand safety power drill. I've got both now. I'm holding it. I'm holding a box that has both a power drill and an impact driver, which I still don't know what that is, with four battery packs. $400 is I walked in there to spend $50 on some rinky dinky drill. And he convinced me to buy top-of-the-line Milwaukee impact driver and power drill, fast-acting, like the top-of-the-line bundle, $500 is what I – because then he's like, well, you know, buy this. And then all of a sudden I'm buying all the bits, all the pieces, chargers, extra this, extra that. I mean, he sold me on everything. And everything, I couldn't tell him, no, I don't need this. I said, of course, yeah, I need that. Oh, for sure, I need that. Oh, yeah, I need that as well. He saw pie, and so, I was not willing to admit I was pie. I was just going to go along with everything that he told me I needed.
And it's still in the box, Solana.
Oh, I'm going to return this bad boy tonight, man. I mean, what the hell am I going to do with that? I don't know what to do with that.
First off, you're the guy that finds an assistant the second you walk in a store. You're in trouble already.
Yep.
Then you don't ask no follow-ups. You just say yes.
Yes.
You need torque? Yeah, plenty of torque. Emory action? Torque. Oh, you know Emory action.
Yeah, I need torque. He's like, are you using this drywall or concrete or a little bit of both? But I don't know what that means. Like, I know people are going to hear this and going to say, how do you not know? Bro, it's not a secret. I grew up a little privileged. My dad didn't teach me how to use a drill because my dad doesn't know how to use a drill. So, you know, I mean, this isn't a secret. It's not a secret. Everybody that listens to the show knows, but I am full of BS. I'm full of crap. And I couldn't come clean to this guy. Like, bro, I don't need any of this. Because he was testing me. He's like, what do you really need? And I couldn't come clean.
From the beginning, though, when your wonderful fiance, Valentina, says, hey, you're going to hang the pictures now? Why didn't you say, you know what? I'm going to call a handyman, get him to come out tomorrow after the show, and I'll show him everything we want. Let's go around and put the pictures on the ground where we want them and let him hang them up. And it'll
Because she tried me. She tried me in the car. She's like, oh, I bet you're just going to call Pijo, who's our guy, you know? And she's like, oh, you're just going to call
him, right? Pijo.
Well, I am, 100%.
Call Pijo.
100%, but I had to win that argument. I had to go in there and buy a drill. I couldn't get back in the car without buying something at Home Depot.
Solana, I'm going to tell you now, because I've been married 15 years. You need to let that testosterone go. It doesn't help out anything. I'll tell you one place you need to drill, but I'll tell you off air. That's about it.
Well, see, I have a problem with call that Pete. As well, which is why I had to go buy the drill.
Listen, let Pijo do all the furniture hanging. Damn, Solana. Man. How can you walk into Home Depot confident that you know more than the dude that's worked there 37 years?
Not that I know more, but that we're on the same level.
You're not equals.
We're on the same. We're equals. Yeah, we're equals in that arena.
You and Harry that went, there hasn't been, he didn't go to school. He's been fixing stuff since he was 11 years old. And you are the same when it comes to do it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I convinced myself walking into that Home Depot. 100%. That's how I convinced it. That's how it played out in my head. And then meanwhile, I found out that in order to hang stuff in my house, I just need a hammer and a couple nails. And,
yeah, it's at Walmart. It's a little gold hook. So you just put the little tap nail in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I found that out.
It's a lot to pay me $100. I'll come over there and hang some stuff for you. I don't know how to hang furniture, but I'll hang some stuff for you.
Well, if you're smart, you'd charge me a lot more because I'll pay it. I'll pay whatever.
You're ridiculous.
I felt so disgusting walking out of that place because I'm pretending like I made a smart move. She's like, you spent $500 on a drill? Like, you don't even know how to use it. I'm like, no, trust me. Trust me. We need this.
Yeah.
Well, we don't. I'm not using it. I'm returning it. And I found a drill, a $35 drill on Amazon, which looks like more my speed, which I have ordered. And I will be returning this tonight. So if you're going to be at the Home Depot on 152nd near the zoo tonight at around 6:15, you'll find me trying to avoid Harry, who helped me, because I can't let that guy see me returning this thing. I will be there at the customer service aisle with receipt in hand.
We have a guy that comes. So I'm getting on you, but men are just stupid, bro. Testosterone is a hell of a thing. Mm-hmm. A guy that comes, when he comes over, we have lights that are missing. You know, he'll climb up on the ladder. Little dude, he has all the ladders. And I'm like, I'm not paying him to change the lights anymore. I'm not doing it. He's just like, just wait for, you know, what's his name? Dre. Wait for Dre to come back. It's funny. Your guy's name is Pedro. My guy's name is Dre. Wait for Dre to come over. I mean, he'll change. I'm like, no, I'm going to buy a ladder. You know, we've been here, you know, whatever it was at the time. 7-8 years. I'll buy a ladder. I'm going to get the lights and all. Go to Home Depot, buy a 15-foot ladder, get the lights. My dumb ass puts in 6 lights in the kitchen. They're all motion sensor. So as you walk around the kitchen, lights turn on and turn off. It was the dumbest thing in the world to ever do. But I'm just to your story, man. Listen, so you got let the when you walk in Home Depot, let the testosterone go. I learned it a long time ago.
We move in last October. I didn't even tell you guys this. I was so embarrassed. But now it's like whatever. And my fiance, you know, she has dreams. We bought a house. Christmas is coming. She wants to put Christmas lights up. It makes sense, right? Our first home together. Well, I go to Home Depot and I buy Christmas lights, all these Christmas lights that she wants. I got to hang them. We have a 2-story house. And she's like, well, don't you need a ladder? I'm like, nah, I'll figure it out, whatever. Well, I needed a ladder. I didn't know what to get. So now it's like 2 weeks before Christmas. I still haven't hung up these lights. She's like, you need a ladder. Like, go get a ladder. I'm like, all right. So I go to Home Depot. I buy a ladder. But Crowder, I didn't buy a ladder that was tall enough. I bought kind of like a step stool almost, thinking like, oh, I'll be all right. Well, I had to return that, and bro, I'm not getting on a 8-foot tall ladder. Like, F no. So I told her they're sold out of ladders. They're sold out. You know, they're sold out. So we'll do it next year. Next year Christmas we'll do it. But guess what? I December 1st, Bijou will come over and I'll slip him $250 and he'll hang me all the lights, and it'll all get taken care of. It'll be fun.
You know what? Yeah, fiance is getting ready for a lovely, lovely marriage to Alejandro already. Yeah. It's beautiful.
So there you go. That is me at Home Depot, power drill, $500 later.
Furniture on the walls.
Yeah. I told you it would not disappoint. All right, Crowder, let's take a break. I know you're supposed to read something here. Let's do it in the next segment because we're so up against it. So we'll take a break. 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You don't know Ski Mask, the slump god?
I do not.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.